I want to end, Sarah, by asking for your advice for other organizations that are considering embarking on a random assignment evaluation. What's your advice to harness the opportunities and to be ready for the challenges?
Well, I would have three pieces of advice. One is to go in with your eyes wide open and make sure that your expectations are realistic and make sure that all of your stakeholders are aware of what you're doing, that they're on board with what you're doing, and that they care about the study, because you are really going to need a lot of help along the way. And if anybody's opposed to you doing this, it's just going to make it go that much more difficult. I would say you also need to have your eyes wide open about your own program. You know, random assignment evaluations are really good for assessing the effectiveness of mature programs. So if your program is not in that, state, if it's in, early development, or if it's in a state that is not a particularly good one, I don't know how to say that kindly, a random assignment evaluation is not going to fix a bad program. It's not going to fix poor implementation of a good program. So you need to make sure that your program is in a state that you want somebody to come and look at it and tell you what the impacts of that program implemented in the way that you're implementing it, what those impacts really are. So that's the first thing. The second thing is take time to prepare. It took us, about 2.5 years, almost 2.5 years from the time we started the discussions with MDRC to the time we did our first randomization. As much as you take time to prepare, you still have to be ready for the unexpected. You have to make sure you're flexible and ready to change things when you figure out that you either focused on the wrong things in the planning process, or you just didn't, you didn't realize that a particular issue was going to come up. You just have to be ready, to sort of turn on a dime if that's what needs to be done. And I think one of the best ways to be ready for the unexpected is to make sure you have a really good working relationship with your evaluators. I have known agencies that have been evaluated by third parties, and their strategy for dealing with the evaluators was to basically hide as much as possible that they didn't want the evaluators to see. And that's just not really a good strategy. I mean, when something happened with the study, for example, we had a youth who was admitted to the study, who got randomized to the control group, and all of a sudden I found out we were serving this youth in the TL program. And my first reaction was, okay, I've got to call MDRC and find out, figure out what we're supposed to do. You want your relationship to be such that if something goes wrong, or if you have questions, or if you have concerns, your first reaction is, got to call my evaluator. And if you don't have that kind of relationship, it's going to be a really bumpy road.
Useful insights from the front lines of a random assignment evaluation. Sarah Hurley from Youth Villages, thank you very much for being with us.